portable speakers seem to have really taken off over the past couple of years. I can say this because, of course, there are plenty on the market at various levels of quality, price, and functionality. One of the brands behind this latest wave of portable audio is Ultimate Ears. And joining me today is John Patterson from Ultimate Ears for Australia and New Zealand. G'day, John.
G'day, Andy.
What is the portable / smart speaker market like in Australia?
It's extremely good. I've been telling people this as I've been talking about these speakers in the last couple of days, that per capita, we sell more booms in Australia and New Zealand than anywhere else in the world. There's something about our culture, about us liking to get together socially with music, that is fairly unique, I think. So it's been a very good 5 years since we launched the first boom.
Have you noticed a bit of a shift since Amazon entered our market with their Amazon Music services and, of course, the Alexa Assistant?
Yeah, I mean, in this country, as you know, Google entered first and kind of established that new technology. Then Amazon came along earlier this year. What we found is that, yes, it is on the pickup, but it hasn't reached that critical mass yet. If you look at what happened in America, I think their population was a lot more used to Amazon. So when Amazon launched the Alexa Echo in America, they took it up very, very quickly. Here, it's started to happen, but I think it's still got a long way to go.
And of course, in America, it happened the other way around, where Amazon were first to market and then Google followed. So it's quite the other way here, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
But where specifically is the demand? Is it for smart speakers? Is it for portable Bluetooth speakers? Or is it a combination of speakers that are both?
You know, I can only talk from the Ultimate Ears experience with any great confidence. And I can say definitely that the Bluetooth speaker part of our business is a lot bigger than the smart speaker voice control segment so far. I think in the years ahead, it'll change as more and more people embrace the voice technology. But yeah, the standard old Bluetooth speaker is still where the vast majority of our business is.
Now, Ultimate Ears already has quite a few options on the market. You've mentioned the boom there. I'm still playing with the Mega Blast portable smart speaker, which is very impressive and very loud, as the name suggests. What is proving popular for you guys right now from the current range?
Yeah, I mean, we look at our range as two different ranges, right? We have the Bluetooth speakers and then the smart voice speakers. And I can say from the Bluetooth range, the Boom 2 up till now has always been the hero. It sells about double the Wonder Boom and the Mega Boom. People like the shape, and I think it's at the right price in between those other two products. So definitely in the standard Bluetooth, the Boom 2 is the winner. When it comes to the smart control, we have the Blast and the Mega Blast, and that's actually the other way around, contrary to what you might think, because the Mega Blast is obviously more expensive, but it does sell probably about 50% more than the Blast in market. People will pay that bit extra to get that bigger sound.
And I guess one of the differences that Ultimate Ears does bring to market is you've really focused on speakers that you can just about take anywhere and get wet and dirty, right?
Yeah, I mean, particularly when we first launched, right, back in 2013, I think we were the first ones to really make a big deal about waterproof and what we call life-proof. You know, you can toss it around. We drop test them from 6 feet. They're pretty hard to break. And that, I guess, makes people feel more confident in taking them out on the road with them, throwing them around, you know, with the battery life of 15 hours, 20 hours. I think we helped establish, that whole segment where people, it changed how people viewed speakers. So, yeah, that's been a big part of our story for sure.
Okay, now, John, I know you're busting to tell me something new. What's next for Ultimate Ears?
Well, hey, I'm really happy today to be talking to you about the new Boom and the new Mega Boom. So, as I said, when we launched the first Boom, it was way back in 2013, and then we updated the Boom 2 in 2015, I think it was. So now, 3 years later, we're finally updating the Boom again to, the Boom 3, which I'll go into, how it's different in a second. But at the same time, we're also updating the Mega Boom, which is actually the first update the Mega Boom's gotten since the beginning of 2015. So it's a long time since we refreshed what is our best-selling products. We're quite excited to be refreshing our hero products.
Okay, you're going to have to talk me through the differences here then with the Boom 3 and the Mega Boom 3 and how they differ. What sort of upgrade are we getting?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the first thing I'm going to mention isn't that great for radio, because it's just the visual aspect of them. We've invested a lot in the material. We're using this high-grade synthetic material that kind of shimmers in the light. It's a two-tone high-performance fabric that they're using for motorcycle jackets and for kind of like fire-retardant materials. When you see it, you'll be stunned. It kind of shimmers in the light. So first of all, they look amazing. Secondly, we've added what we're calling the magic button on top of the speakers, which is a new button that gives you much better access to control your music. So what we found was that one of the pain points is still when people are connecting their speakers and searching for their music. It takes them a while. You pull out your phone, you connect, you're going through your playlist. It can take a little while. And we thought, how can we shorten that process? So two things we've done. Regardless of what music streaming service you have, the button on top allows you to pause your music and skip to the next track on your playlist, which is good in itself. But then if you're an Apple Music subscriber, it gives you an added functionality where you can save your favorite playlists. And with one touch of a button, you go from the device being off to going straight to your favorite playlist playing without even touching your phone. So that is the major, I guess, innovation is this magic button that we've added. I mean, there's other features that I'll talk about in a second, but the design and the magic button are probably the two most obvious ones.
The difference, of course, between the Boom 3 and going a step up to the Mega Boom, is it just as simple as loudness?
It really is sound, yeah, loudness and sound quality, you know. So obviously when you have a bigger space inside a speaker, it lets you get a warmer, bassier sound. So yeah, you pay the extra $100 for a better sound and better battery life. So the Boom 3 will have 15 hours, the Mega Boom 3 will have 20 hours and better sound. And if I talk about some of the other features now that I've gotten the big ones out of the way, we've been able to increase the Bluetooth range by 50%. So it's gone from 30 meters to 45 meters. And the charging is probably another great innovation. Before, I don't know how familiar you are with the Boom, but the charging dock was on the bottom. So you'd actually have to lie it flat or turn it upside down if you wanted to charge it. So now we've put the charging dock on the side, so it's a much neater solution. But it also works with our power-up charging base, which is sold separately. But, you know, you just sit it on the base at home and it charges. So the charging is better, it looks better, Bluetooth range, the magic button. Those are probably like, yeah, the big five differences between the current Boom and the new Boom. So, there's plenty that we're excited about.
Okay, and when are you bringing these to market?
They will be on shelf Saturday, the 22nd of September.
Oh, brilliant. And do you have some prices for us?
The Boom 3 will be $199. And the Mega Boom 3 will be $299.
Okay, pretty well priced there in terms of other products on the market as well. Do you have any tips for anyone who is looking at getting either a portable or smart speaker system and, you know, not sure where they're going to go? What are some of the basic things people should be thinking about?
I think a big decision, as you were talking at the beginning, Andy, is like, do you want to enter this world of smart speaker voice control? Because, you know, as somebody who has, you know, and I'm a big music fan myself, I love being able to tell Alexa, or actually I've got both Alexa and Google at home, to play things that are a little bit different to my usual music taste, right? So it expands your music listening. So, you know, if you can afford to spend the extra bucks on the voice control, I'd encourage it. But then, you know, if you don't, if you're looking for a bit of a speaker on a budget, you can't go past the Boom 3. It is Australia's favorite Bluetooth speaker, has been for 5 years. And at $199 with all this extra stuff that we've added, I think it's the perfect gift for Christmas for anybody you know.
Sounds good. And you mentioned it is a very visual thing. So the website people can check out is?
UltimateEars.com.
Excellent, John. Thanks again for your time today.
Andy, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.